Well, another important branch of philosophy of science is to think about the epistemic status of scientific claims. And that means two different things, basically. One is to worry about the relation between scientific theories or claims and evidence you have to support them. So what kind of evidence do you have to gather to actually support a claim? And to what extent does a given piece of evidence lend support to a particular theory? That is actually a very complicated question when you look at the detail, and a lot depends on it. Just take the example of the debate of creationism versus Darwinism. So an argument one often hears is that these theories are on par and the jury is out. And what the proponents of creationism in particular want to argue is that Darwinism actually doesn't have the evidential support that Darwinists claim it has. Now that's a strong claim, and it calls for a conceptual or philosophical reflection on what would count as evidence for a particular claim. And I mean, my view is that if you look at the details and you really worry carefully about the question, then you find out there is actually a lot of evidence in favor of Darwinism. There's absolutely no evidence in favor of creationism, and that's why Darwinism is a good theory and creationism is not, and that's why Darwinism should be taught in the classroom and creationism shouldn't. But that isn't written on the sleeve of the theories themselves. That you get as a result of a philosophical reflection on how you actually go about testing and confirming theories. The second aspect is the one we've already talked briefly at the beginning. It is, what is are we to make of scientific theories, even if we assume that they're good theories, they have evidential support, etc. So the instrumentalist school thinks that all we should believe is observable consequences and what you can really see, and places emphasis on the practical aspects of science, while scientific realists think, no, you should buy the picture as a whole. So science really tells you how the world is, and if elementary particle physics talks about quarks and gives you a theory about quarks, you really should believe that there are quarks out there in the world, and this is not just a convenient tool of thought. And now that's where the whole screaming and shouting begins. Some philosophers think realism is right, others think instrumentalism is right, the various positions in between. But that also seems to be an important question to answer, because we want to know, what is science worth? I mean, what kind of knowledge do we get out of science? Is it really telling us how the world is, or is it merely sort of a provider of convenient recipes? And that seems to be an important question to worry about, and it really has an effect on how we think about science.